First of all, I'd like to thank Terry and Diane Colvin for giving life to the question before us on this Christmas Eve: what difference does Jesus make? It's a question I think we all ask, whether consciously or subconsciously, because the reality of our lives involves so much hardship and trouble, if not directly, then through others. We all know the truth that Jesus spoke when he said, "In this world you will have trouble." The character in our Christian drama had apparently lost his job and was sunk into a deep depression. There are people rising with the Christmas dawn who are unemployed or underemployed, wondering how they're going to make it through tomorrow's financial obligations. Oh, but, you know, that's the tip of the iceberg. There will be children in our community waking up to Christmas morning, not to a tree surrounded with gifts by a loving family, but wondering if they've outlived their stay in their current foster home, hoping they're not being considered for their removal to a new home and family. They've been through it before, and it's heartbreaking. There will be adults opening their eyes on Christmas morning in an empty home or a hastily rented apartment instead of a home filled with warmth and good cheer, because the marital relationship has been strained to the point of breaking. The noise of children ripping open presents will be absent because the kids are in another's custody, bringing sadness to the whole family. There will be homeless people struggling with mental health conditions and/or drug abuse, with no medical care, even though they live in a country that has incredible powers to provide care. But for various reasons, help seems unattainable to them. There will be children trafficked throughout the world, captive to corrupt powers, ready to use and expend them for worldly gain. Tomorrow there will be immigrants all over the world trying to escape political or religious oppression, risking life and limb to be free, and wondering if their hopes are doomed due to circumstances beyond their control. There will be people awakening tomorrow in a sterile hospital room, recovering from an injury, or awaiting the gift of another chemo treatment in their battle against cancer, and others in hospice care waiting to draw their last breath. There will be innocent people of all ages in our world being awakened by artillery and missile strikes, wondering if the next explosion might take their life or the lives of one of their family members. There will be people greeting Christmas Day tomorrow, injured and disfigured from war's horrors, veterans who continue to suffer physically and mentally from the ravages of war, some of whom may be considering the final solution to end their misery. Your situation today may be different. We join with all humanity to ask the question, what difference does Jesus make in all this? Christmas is the first step of God's plan to bring salvation to our broken world. From eternity, God planned to make right all that has befallen our world since the fall of man in the Garden of Eden. Salvation has come to us with the coming of the infant child, Jesus. God planned to make all things right, not by issuing decrees from his heavenly throne, but by sending his only begotten Son into our human experience. From cradle to grave, Jesus would know firsthand the struggles and temptations that we face every day. He would know poverty and homelessness. He would know political and religious intrigue that threatened his life throughout his 30-plus years. He would know and be crushed by the betrayal from family and friends. He would experience extreme physical violence and disfigurement. He would be considered, in the words of Isaiah, a man of sorrow and acquainted with grief. And yet, he willingly came to be born on that first Christmas morning, not just so he could be subjected to the abuses of a sinful world, but to make a difference in the lives of every human being. He came to make a difference by healing the brokenhearted, by giving sight to the blind, physically and spiritually, by making the lame walk, even to raise the dead to life. Most importantly, Jesus came to resolve our sinful world to God, to reconcile our sinful world to God, to bring salvation and the accoutrements of love, joy, peace, and hope. What difference does Jesus make? He makes all the difference in the world. The light he brings will enlighten every dark place. He will turn our mourning into dancing. This infant child will bring about the destiny God planned for us from eternity, a destiny of righteousness brought to us through divine forgiveness, a destiny of joy acquired through his suffering, a destiny of love for the unloved, a destiny of peace that surpasses all understanding, a destiny of eternal life where there was once only death, a destiny of hope, even now, that brings comfort in the midst of our troubles. The Apostle John wrote, "The true light, which gives light to everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and yet the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own people did not receive him. But to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God." The arrival of the Christ child doesn't make just some difference in our world. This Jesus makes all the difference in our world. So let us prepare to meet him who said, "In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world." Amen.